For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. An Indiana middle school teacher is being called a hero when he tackled and disarmed a student after being wounded. Indiana State Police Superintendent Douglas Carter says disaster training paid off at that school.
The students that were in that building, very, very clear to them what they were supposed to do in the time of crisis. And that's an absolute testament to the pre-planning and the communication and the structure and the care that those teachers and administrators at that school have perpetuated into the student body. And crazy proud of that.
A student was armed with two handguns when he shot the science teacher and another student in a classroom at a Noblesville West Middle School northeast of Indianapolis. The leaders of North and South Korea met again today, and President Trump says the summit may still happen, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
We're always going to be prepared, and if the meeting takes place on June 12th, we'll be ready. If it takes place on July 12th, we'll be ready.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
It appears voters in Ireland have repealed a constitutional ban on abortions. Early returns indicate the ban was overturned by about a 2-to-1 margin. 24-year-old Alina Chanakova of Dublin supports legalizing abortion.
I know a lot of people, same as my age, they would still vote no because they just feel that it's not right to make an abortion. But in my opinion, everybody has to have a choice.
A law bringing unrestricted access to abortion for women up to 12 weeks pregnant could be enforced in Ireland by the end of the year. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says dozens of people suspected of participating in gang-related crimes have been arrested as part of anti-violence efforts ahead of Memorial Day holiday weekend.
CPD and our law enforcement partners will continue to carry out these raids throughout the weekend to ensure that we take these individuals off the streets before they can wreak havoc in our communities.
And President Trump tweeted today that Utah Mormon missionary Josh Holt has been released from a Venezuelan prison after nearly 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey renewed his call for President Donald Trump to address rising gas prices as he delivered this week's Democratic address.
Instead of keeping our oil here to benefit American families and ensure our energy security, we are sending it overseas to benefit foreign nations like China.
The Massachusetts Democrat contended that Americans are now paying an estimated $350 more per year to fill up their vehicles than when Trump took office. Markey attributed that increase in part to what he called the president's incoherent foreign policy, such as Trump's decision to withdraw the United States from the Iran nuclear deal. Uber is in the news once again. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
An Uber car involved in a deadly crash in Arizona wasn't designed to automatically brake in case of an emergency. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. The self-driving car, which was being tested on a public road with a human operator, struck and killed a pedestrian who was illegally crossing the street in March. Uber also said on Wednesday that they're closing down their self-driving vehicle program in the state. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A 61-year-old male driver whose vehicle struck three women yesterday on the campus of Portland State University was arrested nearly 3 hours later in what authorities called a hit and run. The student tells KATU what she saw.
We turn around when we start hearing like yelling and sirens, and then we see there's girls on the ground. One of them had serious bruises on her back.
Police say it appeared the driver was targeting pedestrians. At least one was critically injured. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.